Com.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. Hope all is well. Hope you had a great Memorial Day. What a great holiday to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I hope you enjoyed the weekend, a three-day weekend here at the station at least. I hope you're able to enjoy that at your home. A lot to do today. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com will join us. We'll talk some South Carolina football. There's a commitment tonight for either Clemson or South Carolina. Zaire Patterson, defensive end out of North Carolina, that according to 247 is a top 100 player and a four-star kid for as far as 247. We'll ask Tony about that and his thoughts about it coming up. That's at 5 o'clock where he commits tonight. A lot of thoughts right now about Clemson being the eventual pick there. I have thoughts about the Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, and Phil Mickelson, and Tom Brady. We have news coming out of that telling you the unbelievable ratings, the most watched cable guy program in the history of television, and some unbelievable numbers coming out of that. More people watched it than watched The Last Dance, and up to 6.3 million people at the peak turned in, and just a great show put on. Personalities were great. The weather was not. The golf course was. And the golf was good outside of Tom Brady on the front nine. The golf was good. And the setup was good. And the announcing was good. And the drama was good. And it was fun. And we needed it. And we were starved for it. But I'll tell you, we'll look, get your thoughts on the match, too, for charity. And most importantly, they raised $20 million for charity. Fantastic stuff there. Thoughts about the World 600, Coca-Cola 600 up in Charlotte over the weekend. Ray Kozlowski wins. And not good news for the Denny Hamlin team. More suspensions coming out of a cheating incident there. We'll talk about that a little bit. Great news, Patrick Ewing, former New York Knick and Georgetown Hoya coach, is out of the hospital with his COVID symptoms. He is now out. We'll give you an update on where the NBA is. They're talking Orlando, where Major League Baseball is. They're still lost. We'll tell you about that coming up. I have thoughts about the Lance Armstrong 30 for 30. Watched a little bit of that the other night. Have thoughts about Jim Harbaugh's cartwheel. We can talk about that a little bit. I have a couple of articles out there for, like, one is the dark horse candidates to win the 2020 Heisman Trophy. We can get into that a little bit today. And the latest COVID-19 projections across the country and what it means to, maybe what it means to sports. We can get all into that today. The producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows, the most eligible bachelor in the upset of South Carolina, therefore still the keeper of the rose, and John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And because I'm in studio today and I don't have my wonky, well, winky wanky donkey book, I can just tell you he is our winky wanky donkey, Mr. John Hyatt. Hey, buddy, how you doing across the mirror? I mean, across the window over there, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. I was a little concerned that, you know, someone was breaking in this morning.
On the other side of the glass, not the other side of the world, it seemed like we were talking at times over this way. Back in studio, buddy. Glad to have the place.
Welcome back.
Glad for you to have us back. It's clean. We like it. It's nice. Marley's enjoying it over here. How you doing, man? How's your Memorial Day?
Oh, it's great. Now that I know that Marley's enjoying everything over there, I mean, you know, the puppy dog's the most important thing around here.
He is. I forgot his bed today.
Mm.
So he's mad at me.
Poor guy's got to get out of bed early to try to go back to sleep. None of my bed is sleeping.
I know, man. I know. We'll figure something out for him. You went home for Memorial Day?
I did. Went down to Hilton Head for the weekend. It was nice. Both parents had birthdays within the last week. Dad's was yesterday. Mom's was last Wednesday. So it was nice to get down and celebrate everyone's birthdays and just kind of enjoy getting away for a couple days.
Nice.
How about y'all? What'd y'all get into?
Mayor and Drake were out of town. They went down to her mom and dad's over the weekend.
Okay.
And they got a boat. So they went on Lake Murray. Get some pictures of Drake out on his first boat trip with his little life jacket on. And he got in the lake and all that kind of stuff.
So I'm going to have to see these during the break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very, very good stuff there. And I went to pick him up last night. And, man, he was just cute as he could be. He got home, had a great time. We played with him a little bit before he went to bed. And it's going to be fun now. She's got a long work week this week with the school and all that, so we got to get reacclimated to the little fella. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, since the weather's not going to be very good, have you seen this? It's just going to rain all week. Have you seen this?
Yeah, but I'm also at the time of the year where I just assume it's going to rain at some period every single day.
Yep.
I don't even look at the weather. Really, this time of year, it's just, all right, it's going to rain at some point, and it's going to be sunny in other parts. And
you're going to get about a 40% chance of showers about every day, but it's up this week at least. And I don't look at the long-term stuff, but don't look at like today and tomorrow. 60% chance today, 70 tomorrow, 80 Thursday, 80 Friday. The weekend looks better, but rain this week, and temperatures pretty mild, really. 70s, low 70s, high 70s later in the week, but at least the weekend looks nice. Coming up, 50% chance on Saturday, but going down a little bit after that.
50%, anyway. You can still get a ride of golfing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It didn't rain till a lot later last night. We had some bad storms coming up last night. Did you watch any of the match, too, the charity match, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning?
I got to watch some of it, not all of it. The beach was a little more inviting, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, of course.
But it was fascinating television. What I did watch, went back and, you know, watched a lot of it after the fact. What a great product. What a great product. I thought it was just fascinating to have them in the carts and to kind of get the one-on-ones. I mean, to hear.
How cool are those carts?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, just
they
to hear Peyton.
Off.
I thought the coolest thing was, they asked Peyton if they wanted him to wear matching outfits and if they wanted him to wear red and black like Tiger. He's like, man, those are Georgia colors. I'll get sick to, you know, if you want me to get sick on the first tee, I'll do it. But he said he wasn't going to do it because he didn't want to give Kirby Smart any recruiting graphics for their social media accounts.
Well, and they would because they claim Atlanta as their hometown.
Oh, yeah.
They certainly claim Peyton Manning, even though he went to Tennessee. So we
the whole rest of the family went to Ole Miss. But, yeah, he's a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's rising above hate.
Or rises above you.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out there risking his life, Mickey.
Right, right. Of course he was.
I mean, actually, in the storms, he kind of was.
Yeah. Very good point. I thought the golf was good, but Tiger looked good. Matter of fact, I thought that Tiger, between what we saw the last two weekends, Tiger, Phil, Rory, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and Matthew Wolf, I thought Tiger looked better than all of them.
I agree.
Which goes to show you what he looked like in the President's Cup with all those great players. He was the best player in the President's Cup.
We need to get back to full-fledged golf soon.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, buddy. I can tell you that. Yes, we do.
I need Tiger to hoist a couple trophies this year.
Well, I need to look at the calendar because just thinking about now, it's the 26th now. We don't have golf this week or next week, but the following week we have golf.
Like full tournaments, we're back.
Yes, they're down at Colonial 2 weeks from Thursday.
Okay.
So we're 16 days away from the PGA Tour being back. NASCAR is back already. I watched a lot of the 600 the other night. Still watched a lot of it. Didn't even watch half of it because how long the race is. The longest race in NASCAR history because it went extra laps.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it went overtime. So the longest in NASCAR history, but still. Hey,
that's a race built for a pandemic right there.
Yeah, oh, no doubt, no doubt. We're starred for it. I'm going to get the ratings for that and tell you about it as well. It was, I always consider Memorial Day as a day is like, it's not a great sports day every single year.
Yeah.
It's like we don't have enough, and now we're no baseball right now.
Basketball. We'd be in the NBA playoffs right now.
Yeah, we would be. That's right. Basketball looks like they have their ducks in a row. Looks like they want to play. It looks like they're going to play in Orlando at Disney. And what will be interesting is, and they're talking about July. I thought they'd be June, but they're talking about July.
Right. Well, they're opening facilities across the country. Players are, getting shots in, and they're, trying to get back in shape right now.
What we'll be interested in is the way Florida's going. I would venture to say that Disney opens up before Disney World opens up before the NBA opens up.
I mean, Disney World's definitely going to open before California opens up.
Yeah, I would say that Disney World opens up before the NBA, though. Like, the park will be open. The parks will be open before that.
Best of luck trying to practice social distancing at an amusement park.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, John, I'm looking now at... Remember I gave you this other day. Now, again, these models are wrong.
Oh, yeah. But, everything's wrong.
But I'm looking now at the University of Washington model.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the last day in South Carolina? Now, this is updated yesterday. The last day of a new infection in South Carolina is July the 23rd. And that's with... On July the 23rd, they estimate having 14,882 tests and one infection. The testing's going up every single day. As far as people in the hospitals, because this is important, right? We got to flatten the curve.
Absolutely.
As far as people in the hospitals, the last day, now according to the University of Washington, the last day that we will need a hospital bed for a COVID patient is July the 5th. So... wouldn't it be crazy if we're talking about, I keep talking about college football on this thing, in the state of South Carolina, we're not going to have a positive test. Now, Gordon Duke, University of Washington, not have a positive test in their model after July the 23rd, some 6 weeks before college football season starts.
Right.
Can't we have fans in the stands?
We'll have some fans in the stands.
Why can't you have them all? I have more data for you. We'll go over this again. I'm fascinated by this. And again, they're probably wrong, and who knows. But say the NBA, for instance. You want to talk about the NBA. They're talking about July dates, all right? As far as what it's going to look like, they're estimating 600 cases in Florida on August the 4th. They're estimating the number of hospital beds needed in Florida. Well, 130 in Florida hospital beds needed, which is, a lot, but considering it's, 12 million people, 15 million people, whatever it is, 20 million people, whatever, you're okay there. In Georgia, which is important because Clemson plays down in Georgia, the last, in Georgia, you're gonna have infections on August the 4th. They're saying 42 cases on August the 4th. And on August, the last day they go on this thing is August the 4th, 11 hospital beds needed in Georgia on that day. So, we flattened it. There's be a little flare up maybe, probably. And that's to be expected, right? But as far as if 11 people were, you wouldn't stop in the state of, Georgia would, 9 million people, whatever they have there, you wouldn't stop because 11 people were sick doing anything, right? Anyway, so I have some of those numbers coming up for you a little bit later on. We'll get into that as the show goes on. Hey, what's on tap for segment 2?
We're going to continue this CBS Sports preseason top 25 as we get to the number 6 Florida Gators. Break down a little Dan Mullen and his team.
It's great to be Florida. A Florida Gator. It's great to be. So I'm looking forward to that. Florida is an enigma to me again. I think they're getting better. Really think they're getting better.
I'll say one thing. When I was going through, coming over Florida, getting ready for this, I forgot about Brenton Cox.
Yeah, It will be interesting to see if he's one of those transfers for a reason because he wasn't as good as we thought.
But he sat out last year. Yeah. So at least we know it's we don't have to worry about lawyers or anything with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's back. We'll see. Defensive end. Former Georgia defensive end. We'll see.
Think he'll be fired up for the cocktail party?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. The Georgia-Florida game.
Yeah.
You can't call it that anymore.
Hey, our friends at Priority One, the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina, ranks them in the top 25 security integrators in the country. Now, they're in 18 different states. It looks awesome. It looks like the technology is people are finding out about that, what they have. There are people that are finding out about that. They've got all kinds of guarantees. A service-first pledge, a satisfaction guarantee, 90-day warranty. There's a no-faults alarm guarantee. There's all kinds of stuff in here. It's affordable. It is the video alarm system, the Ring doorbell app, the Total Control app. We love Priority One. They have them on at the industrial level, at the commercial level, at the residential level. Protect your family, protect your company, your employees, protect your customers, your cash flow, your inventory, your equipment. Do all that. And with our great friends over at Priority One, it's Priority One. Security.com is priority, the number one, priority one, security.com. Segment two in the Florida Gators with John Hite right after this.
It's bow time. When you start the day with not one, but two big bodacious Bojangles sausage and egg biscuits, you can go halvesies and feel fullsies. Get two sausage and egg biscuits for just $3.50. It's bow time.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road. LowCountryMail.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Get special financing for 15 months. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer. Visit us online at PittmanAC.com.
It's hard to stop a train.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo, and and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Get back to life. I was out yesterday. I rode over by Lakeside Lodge, and man, it looks really, really good. It's like so clean over there and so nice over there. You know, last time I was over, it was a construction site still. And like there was still dumpsters everywhere and red clay and all. Man, like it's nice over there now. I have to have a terrible time of picturing. Like I can look at models. I can look at drawings and see, but I just can't picture on that piece of land. So I'm terrible at that. But he go over there yesterday. He's like, it just fits right there. Look, it's a massive place too. They're open. They're up. Go by and see them. Lakeside Lodge, the condo hotel that's working. Call Taj 775-5550, 775-5550. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. What a beautiful. I can't wait to go over and get the full tour once again. Go over and get the food and the just check everything out, man. It's going to be great. LakesideLodgeClemson.com, 775-5550. Segment two. With Mr. John Hyde.
Is the JT Barrett football field open over there?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
I love it.
Dan Mullen has led the Florida Gators to New Year's Six bowl games in each of his first 2 years in Gainesville. What's the next step? Well, let's say winning the SEC East title and a trip to the SEC championship game, a game the Gators haven't played in since 2016. Mullen has an established quarterback and senior Kyle Trask back after he stepped in for Felipe Franks early last season and caught fire during the final 2 months en route to an Orange Bowl berth. But there are questions throughout the roster. Offensive weapons and defensive line depth are two areas that need to be shored up during the offseason before things get cranked up in the fall. Do the Gators have enough to unseat Georgia as the class of the SEC East? Let's break it down. If you go back to last year, they finished number 6 in the country. Going 11-2 and winning the Orange Bowl 36-28 over Virginia. Losing defensive end Jonathan Grenard. Guy posted 52 tackles, 15.5 for a loss, and 9.5 sacks last year. Defensive back C.J. Henderson going number 9 overall. And losing three wide receivers, Van Jefferson, Freddie Swain, and Tyree Cleveland. All were selected in the NFL draft. Coming back, you do have quarterback Kyle Trask. The rising senior stepped in for Franks, as we said, and threw for a little under 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 7 picks. It was Florida's most productive season from a quarterback since Tim Tebow's final season in 2009. Tight end Kyle Pitts, the 6'6", 240-pound junior, established himself as one of the nation's top tight ends last season with 54 catches, 649 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Wide receiver Trevon Grimes, senior at 33 catches for 491 yards and 3 touchdowns last year after transferring from Ohio State. And but looking on some fresh faces here, you start with defensive end Brenton Cox. The former Georgia edge rusher had 20 tackles for the Bulldogs in 2018. He'll get plenty of chances for playing time after sitting out last season due to NCAA transfer rules. Wide receiver Jordan Pouncey will need a waiver to play immediately. His younger brother, quarterback Ethan Pouncey, was the third highest-ranked player in Florida's 2020 signing class. I'm looking at the schedule here. It looks like there's probably about 3 key games on their schedule for the Gators this year. Starts with Week 4 at Tennessee. The trip to Rocky Top will be a key early-season test against a Tennessee team that has plenty of experience and is riding a 6-game winning streak heading into this season. Week 6 versus LSU. 2 weeks after the Tennessee game, the Gators host the defending national champions in a huge revenge game from last season. Which team will have filled more roster holes by midseason? Be interesting to see. And then Week 9 versus Georgia in Jacksonville. On October 31st, oddly enough, a Halloween edition of the River City Showdown, boo, it's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, could be one of the most important games of the entire college football season and potentially a de facto SEC East championship game. Looking ahead to 2020, Mullen's first 2 seasons leading the program have set the foundation. It's time to reap the rewards. Anything other than an SEC East title should be considered a disappointment. Trask returns as one of, if not the best quarterback in a conference that will be going through a massive signal caller overhaul. The schedule sets up well since the Gators draw Ole Miss as their cross-division opponent, while three-time defending division champion Georgia has to go to Alabama in week three. The defense is going to have a different look, but Grantham has proven during his first two seasons that he can build aggressive units that emphasize the strengths of his best players. Gator fans, start booking those hotel rooms in Atlanta for the first weekend in December. You might want to make them refundable, but better be safe than sorry.
Couple things. They have taken steps. Remember the last year in 17, was that McElwain? Was he the head coach in 17, McElwain?
Yeah, that was his last year.
Okay. 4-7.
Yeah.
And not very good. So Mullen comes in and he goes 10-3. Again, a bad loss to Kentucky, a bad loss to Missouri. The loss to Georgia wasn't close. But the end of the season, they beat a bad Florida State team. They beat Michigan. They did beat LSU. That was a nice win. Late turnover there was the difference in that game. But you know, 10-3 is great.
Especially last year, from 4-7.
Right. Last year, another step because you went 11-2. The only two losses were to LSU on the road and Georgia at a neutral site. So they got the home field advantage back by eliminating the Missouri and the Kentucky loss. Besides that, a good comfort-behind win against Miami, held on up at Kentucky, and felt like a nice win at the time. Blew away a bad Tennessee team at the time. Tennessee got better. A really good win against Auburn at home. They didn't play great against South Carolina, but they went on the road and got that win. Beat a bad Florida State team. And the Orange Bowl beat Virginia. Again, it's not about who their wins were outside of the Auburn game, and it wasn't all that high on Auburn anyway, but 8-point win against Virginia in the Orange Bowl. 11-2 in Orange Bowl, that's another step.
That's a great year for any team in college football.
Except for, again, where Florida wants to be.
Sure.
Nowhere near where they have been, though.
No.
Nowhere near where they have been.
But much better than the way McElwain walked out the door.
Right. Right. No doubt. The schedule is pretty much a bunch of haves and have-nots. Have-nots being Eastern Washington, Kentucky at home, South Alabama, South Carolina at home, Ole Miss on the road, at Vanderbilt, Missouri, New Mexico State. And really, at this point in time, I think I put at Florida State in the have-nots right now.
Yeah, I would as well.
But you mentioned that the games at Tennessee, the LSU game at home, and in Georgia and Jacksonville. One home run, one road, one neutral. You know, depending on who you lose, if you go 2-1, depending if it's the LSU, you win the East. Because you beat Georgia head-to-head. If it's the Georgia, then, you know, it all comes down to the Georgia game. That's it. Simple as that. And maybe the Tennessee game. I'm not sure Tennessee's ready yet. But at home, I'm not sure Florida's good enough to go into Knoxville and win. So what he's had there is, outside of the LSU win the first year, is they've not been able to beat the top of the top. He's had one really great win since he's been there. Can he do it by beating Georgia? Can he do it by beating LSU? I think he can beat LSU at home. I don't know if he can go into Jacksonville and beat Georgia. And I don't know really. Let me ask you this. Do you feel better about going beating Georgia in Jacksonville or beating Tennessee in Knoxville?
Tennessee in Knoxville.
Okay. Makes sense. The good news there, too, is it's a little bit spread out. Between Tennessee and LSU, you have South Carolina. Between LSU and Georgia, you have Ole Miss. With an open date as well. So it's October, man. Late September to October. That five-game stretch, Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU, Ole Miss, and Georgia. Well, you get past that, you go 2-1, beat the right teams, beat Georgia, that's it.
Is Kyle Trask good enough to do it?
Trask is a game manager. His numbers look good. Last year, you know, almost 3,000, that's not a lot. 25 touchdowns, 7 picks. So he didn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask him to do a whole lot, but he just doesn't make mistakes. That said, he's not a guy that you put your team on his shoulders and go beat somebody with. Against Georgia last year, 21-33, 257, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah. Thought he played well in the first three quarters, at least against LSU last year, 23-39, 310, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. But you know, it's not – He's not burning it up. He didn't. He didn't. Last year, he didn't throw it over 350. Well, threw 350, 363 against Vanderbilt. Mm. He didn't throw over 350. Over three.
Mickey, you could throw for 350 against Vanderbilt.
No, not my ragged arm anymore. You know, he's just he's a manager. He throws it about 32 or three times a game. Includes about 20 of those, and throws for about 250 yards, and throws for a touchdown or two, and no picks, and you know.
Do you agree with a lot of the narrative out there right now that he is the best quarterback in the SEC?
If that is the case, it's just not a good year in the SEC.
No.
I can't sit here and pretend that it's a good year in the SEC. Matter of fact, I don't know who you put up against him right now.
You know, part of me wants to say KJ Costello, but we have no idea what he's going to look like transitioning from a Stanford offense to Mike Leach's air raid.
And did he get beat out at Stanford, or was he injured at Stanford, or both?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think he tried to play hurt and caused him to lose his job.
Yeah, see, I can't.
But they, you know, Stanford was in shambles last year.
Yeah, I can't sit here and tell you Stanford being great that I'm going to feel great about. I mean, Costello being great.
Right.
Feel great about that. It could be Newman. It could be, you know, who thought Burrow would have been the best one last year over Tua?
That's a great point. Could it be Mac Jones?
It could be. I mean, look, Mac Jones, you can say what you want to say. Mac Jones had a good year last year.
He did, especially when, you know, a lot of those times he was kind of having to just figure it out on the fly.
Mac Jones, 14 touchdowns, 3 picks. And in games, let me give you the game log of it, of when he was forced into action against Arkansas, 14 of 22 for 235, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Against Mississippi State, comes in the game, 7 of 11, 94 yards. Against Auburn, I mean, on the road in a tough environment.
One of the craziest games we've ever seen.
26-39 for 335, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. In the bowl game, 16-25, 327, 3 touchdowns, no picks against Michigan. A good, solid, but now again, he was with a great offensive line and the best wide receiver core in the country. And, you know, it's just not a great year for quarterbacks there. My question to you is, will this be the third jump for Dan Mullen? And what if he doesn't win the East, is it considered in the jump?
I don't know.
Does he have to win the East?
Not this year. But I think in the next 2 to 3 years, he has to win the East.
Yeah.
I think to really try to establish momentum on recruiting and to become a threat to Georgia. Yeah, I mean, he's got to win the next couple of years. He's got to beat Georgia.
I think he has to do it this year. I think that Georgia's...
Before Vandergriff gets there and kind of turn the offense up a little bit.
I think Georgia's just recruited better than Florida.
Oh, without a doubt.
And I think that the gap that... I think Kirby's widened the gap instead of Mullen closing the gap. And oh, by the way, bear with me a second. Let's look at that gap, by the way. Here's where you were in the last two Florida-Georgia games.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me 1 second here. The first game, neither game was as close as the score indicated, I thought. I thought Florida did a pretty good job of managing it and getting it, you know. Georgia just couldn't put the ball in the end zone at all.
Right.
Got down there, had to kick a bunch of field goals. Was that last year or year before?
That's why you had Rexbecks out there.
All right. So in 18, Georgia won 36-17. The game was in the fourth quarter, Florida pulled within 6 points, and then Georgia scored twice in the last 8 minutes to pull away. Looking at the stats part of it, Georgia outgained them 429-275.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't that close.
Right.
Florida was hung around in the fourth quarter, but there was no chance that they were going to win that football game. Last year was a weird game, and that Georgia just couldn't score touchdowns and kept coming away. Remember that? It kept coming away, getting turned away on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
But that was still a 2-touchdown game until 3 minutes ago, where Florida cut it to 7. Never really had a chance in that one. Team stat wise, Georgia outgained them 398-278. So Georgia's defense was dominant in the game and very conservative, but they had the ball 35 minutes compared to 24 minutes.
Right.
You know, it wasn't even almost 36 minutes. It wasn't even you know, the game wasn't close, really. So, in throughout recruiting, has Dan Mullen closed the gap on Kirby Smart? The answer to that's no.
Not even close.
Right. But is it? But Kirby just getting started there, it's still, you know, Mullen just getting started there, Pruitt just getting started there.
Well, Muschamp just getting started there.
Yeah. Who do you feel better about in the next 5 years between Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia?
Georgia.
Who do you feel second best about?
Florida. I don't trust Jeremy Pruitt for anything.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I think there's some shadiness going on there. Plus, he's going to be the first man to field a 250-man, you know, college football team.
Those guys, you'll see defections.
I mean, you know, we read in, you know, you and I talk all the time about Tiger Illustrated articles, and, you know, Paul Strelo and Larry Williams do a great job over there, but they always put in there when, you know, recruiting insiders take a screenshot of this class now, because it's going to look a whole lot different come signing day.
Let me finish with this in the last couple minutes of the segment. Team ranking wise, Florida did have a top 10 class last year at number 8. All right. The year before that, in 2019, was number 8. That's good. And in 2018, it was ranked number 17 in the country. In 2017, it was ranked number 9 in the country. A lot of that's, you know, I look at Florida, I don't think they're all that talented, to be honest with you. But at the same time, Georgia, Georgia was 3rd in 17, and Florida's 9th. Again, if these rankings are right, in Rivals in 2018, Georgia was number 1, while Florida was number 17. In 2019, Georgia was once again number 1, while Florida was number 8. You see what I'm saying here? The gap's not closing anytime through any of these.
Right.
Last year, Florida number 8 again, and that's good. Georgia number 1. So it's not like the gap is closing with Georgia and Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to see it in the next. I think Georgia's just ahead of Florida. It's going to take a Florida win, and then you better do it, because then he's lost 2 in a row to him now, right?
Right.
3, you know what? We are rebuilding, and I got in behind Kirby, so he was farther ahead of us. 4? You know? 5?
Yeah, if you're the head coach at Florida, there's 2, or, you know, truly 3 games you have to win: Florida State, Miami, and Georgia.
Yeah. Put Tennessee in there as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe more than Miami, but yeah, but they're winning that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look this up fast too. I keep saying this is the last thing for you, but one other truly last thing. The last time Georgia's going for 4 wins in a row this year. The last time Georgia won 4 in a row was in 1983.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Florida fans don't put up with Georgia beating them 4 in a row. Georgia leads the series 53-43-2 now. Before Georgia's 3 in a row, Florida won 3 in a row. Before that, Georgia won 3 in a row. Before that, Florida won 3 in a row. So in the last 12 years, you had Florida 3 in a row, Georgia 3 in a row, Florida 3 in a row, Georgia 3 in a row. Georgia goes for win number 4, again, the first time since 83 in those glorious Buck Ballou, Lindsey Scott, and Herschel Walker years in that rivalry. Another very interesting fact is the last 2 years, both teams ranked in the top 10, and that's the first time that has happened since 2008 when both ranked in the top 10. So the rivalry's lost a little bit through the years, but not a whole lot there. All right, buddy, I enjoyed segment number 2. Always enjoy that for sure. Let's come back and open up phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. We'll get our health care text lines up and running as well. It is back in the studio, man. Loving it. Looking forward to hearing from you. 654-ROAR. Short break. Much more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers. And I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Our homes have been lived in more than ever.
Restore your home back to its glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch services. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you a member of Founders Federal Credit Union and need to deposit a check? Try Mobile Deposit in the Founders app. It's quick, easy, and you'll have access to your money without even having to leave your home. Relax. Try Mobile Deposit. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's RelaxJoinFounders.com. Mobile deposit restrictions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
When you're looking for a new heating or air conditioning system, consider Upstate Service Solutions. They're currently offering a $500 Visa card with the purchase of an American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, there's a special financing offer through Wells Fargo. See dealer for details. Upstate Service Solutions, an independent American Standard dealer. Call 423-3606. That's 423-3606. Offer good through May 30th.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
First time I've been in studio and heard this. Good job, buddy. Good job, man.
It hits a little bit different when you're in studio, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds great in the headphones. I don't know why, but Memorial Day, I was listening to a bunch of music. I was in the car a long time yesterday, about an hour and 15 down, hour 15 back with meeting halfway yesterday. So I just heard Led Zeppelin like all over the radio. So we're starting to trend back now. So that's good. Good stuff. Hey, speaking of trends, healthcare is doing great stuff right now. Lewis from Raleigh, North Carolina, was pre-diabetic, had no energy. He lost 27 pounds of belly fat in 30 days. The healthcare did this. He got so excited, he left his career, joined the healthcare team. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them Lewis sent you, or Lou sent you. And get a buy one, get one free right now. Preventive health care, the most effective response in the pandemic. How can you prevent? Well, you can lose a bunch of weight through the health care. You want to get rid of the high-risk symptoms of hypertension and diabetes and sleep apnea. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. I remember one time years ago, a friend of mine was, back when it was legal to do this, would have me come speak to doctors. A doctor would give a hypertension speech, and then I'd give a football speech, and it was over dinner. It's kind of an entertaining kind of thing. They outlawed it later on, but we were legally doing it, and so it's really cool. This drug company paid me a bunch of money to come in, and not a bunch of money, paid me money to come in and speak to these doctors. And I remember sitting through the first time I sat through this hypertension part of it. You know, it's two-part. Talk some football, get them there, and then, you know, talk some hypertension pills or whatever it was. I didn't know what hypertension was. Like, what is hypertension? High blood pressure. Oh, okay. I got you. Anyway, see the good folks at the health care. Hey, love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin held on through the break. Good morning, Delvin. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, how about you guys?
Blessed, man. Yeah, everything went great. It was a fantastic weekend, no doubt.
Hey, what was your take on the Lance Armstrong documentary?
I only saw about 45 minutes of it. And, you know, I'm not a big fan anyway. And a lot of it really, strengthened my thoughts in that he's not a good guy. And he did a lot of bad things and hurt a lot of people. And I know they made it sound like, because Chris Fowler seemed like he was a fan, they tried to make it sound like he's a decent guy. But, I mean, I think I see right through Lance Armstrong. And I saw through him the whole time. And I just never got it. People got mad at me because I kept talking about it through all those years, but look, the guy was a cheat, and he wasn't a good guy, man. Simple as that. I don't know how we can place it any other way, but they tried, at least. Hadn't watched all of it.
It just makes it seem like, I don't want to say, I'm not saying this as a bad way, it makes it seem like a more, even more of an a-hole.
Yes.
The thing, man, because it's one part where they said that, he went out to dinner and get some pizza, and they was in Italy, and she was explaining how he wanted his food right now, and the people weren't ready for the food, but he wanted his food right now because he glanced all strong. Yeah. I'm like, man, the people done made the food, and you want your food right now because you're hungry. Just because you can't wait, and you're in another country, you don't think no people could have got you food poisoning or something like that? You never thought about that.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Lance Armstrong's never been hungry. You know, none of us here were lucky enough we've never been hungry. We act like we are, but no, that's a perfect example of how you treat people in that kind of situation. A perfect example of that, no doubt. But because you can't fool that. And, you know, what's funny is, like, he intimidated some of his teammates, and some of the teammates you can tell are they're guarded by how they talk about him and his personality. And I tell you this, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine the other day about it, like, he was a Jordan fan. He's talking about how Jordan doesn't care what you think about him, and that's fine. But like I said, Jordan's a lonely old man right now, and my guess is that Lance Armstrong's a lonely old man right now, and you don't have to do it that way. Maybe those guys felt like they had to do it that way, but there's a lot of people who didn't do it that way, who aren't lonely old men right now, and who didn't isolate themselves from everybody in their entire industry by being jerks to everybody all the time. You don't have to do it that way. There's a proper way to treat people, and a proper way to respond to people, and a proper way to engage with people. And certainly Lance and Michael Jordan didn't get those things.
Yeah, when people say he was cheating, the way he went after them, there was a lot of people need to look at the stories to how he went after people, try to end people's careers and stuff.
Yes, yeah, and it would be different if he wasn't cheating. He was cheating, and yet turned it around and became, it's that strategy of become the victim and attack, you know.
Yes.
Your fault, doing this, I'm not doing this, you know.
Yeah, because at the beginning, they talking about when he was young, he was talking about he want to cheating out of here. He tired of people cheating, he knew he would get me by cheating. Then he met that same doctor. What did he say? He had a meeting with that same doctor and started doing EPO himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. It's a strategy that a lot of people have tried to employ, and I get it. You know, go on the offensive when somebody does that to you. Everybody knew it. It was simple to see. Everybody knew it. I'll tell you this. I'm going to leave you with this, Delvin. I was listening to John Kincaid the other day, and I did not know this. He comes on Saturday mornings. He's out of Atlanta. He's a really good sports talk show host. Saturday and Sunday mornings, he's on the station now. And I listen to him every single Sunday, and I heard him. I didn't know this. He had testicular cancer himself, and I didn't know he was a survivor. But he said, I kept telling people the whole time, Lance is not doing this clean. You can't do this clean. He had walked a mile in Lance's shoes. He'd gone through all the chemo, all the radiation, all the treatment stuff. And he goes, I'm telling you, you can't be a world-class athlete and go through this thing like this, like he's doing. And everybody got mad at him. Everybody attacked him. But in the end, Kincaid, who knew more than all of us knew, said, nah. And he was right. And he was attacked for it. But Lance Armstrong is exactly who we thought he was, and I think this 30 for 30 is showing that.
Yeah. You remember, it was not only was Kincaid, but don't get it was Greg LeMond, too.
Yeah.
The other side.
Oh, yeah.
He caught him out.
Hey, Delvin, I love the joke.
That,
yeah. Have a great day, Delvin, for sure. I love the joke that I heard years ago saying that the one cyclist, that didn't do performance-enhancing drugs, just now finished the Tour de France from 2016. I mean, like, it's you know that old saying in NASCAR: if you ain't Rubens racing or whatever, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, kind of a thing. Denny Hamlin found that out this weekend. That's fine. I mean, if that's the standard, if that's just what it is, everybody does it. I get it, but let's don't pretend like everybody's not doing it. I mean, really, truly. Should you even put your body through all that? And if you do at that level with those speeds, it's easy to see.
Mickey, if you ain't first, you're last.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
You can be second, third, fourth. Heck, you can even be fifth.
Are you a Lance Armstrong guy?
No.
I never saw. Look, let me tell you something. True story.
Yeah.
People got on me like crazy, man. He won back to back. Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, 2 out of 3 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
heck of a run.
Yeah, but I was like, what? I said, it's cycling. At that same time, like Peyton Manning threw for 40 touchdowns that year.
Right.
One of those years. I was like, that's the Sportsman of the Year. Like, I'm sure there was a badminton guy that did something great in badminton.
Right.
To me, the Tour de France was badminton. Except for they're all cheating like crazy. It's like whoever's dopologist. You know, whatever science you could get, that's how you won the Tour de France.
That's just how Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa won those home run titles.
Everybody knew it. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
And so it you can't blame me for feeling like it was tainted. And on top of that, you just don't treat people the way Lance Armstrong treats people.
Absolutely.
There's that notion that you have to. No, you don't have to do it that way.
You don't.
Sam Musial did not do it that way.
No.
Right? Arnold Palmer did not do it that way.
I don't believe Yogi Bear did that way. I mean, you could go over just name after name over history that treated people well and still won.
Right. Edge, sure. But I don't care how good of a basketball player you are. I don't care how good of a football player you are. I don't care how good of a cyclist you are. It doesn't give you the right to treat anybody that way. You don't do it. You
don't care what profession you are, even if you're not an athlete.
No. No one has the right to feel that superior to anybody and to talk down to anybody. I don't care if you invented the testicular cancer cure and won the NBA title and the Tour de France at the same time. I don't care. It didn't give you the right. So what? Don't treat people that way, man. You know better than that. Have you watched any of the 30 for 30?
Lance Armstrong? No, I have not.
Just watch a little bit of it. Like, again, how he talked to people, how he treated people, how he talked to his teammates, or treated people as teammates. And again, it's like this, it's almost like a cult.
Yeah.
That these guys that were close to him, because they're paid to be close to him, by the way.
Right.
He didn't have friends. These people that are paid to be close to him.
He had employees.
Right. It's like they're guarded. They don't want to call him out. And few have come out and said, yeah, man, the guy's a jerk. But they also don't come to his defense and go, no, what? Lance, great guy. Hang out with Lance every weekend. Are you kidding me? Y'all misunderstood.
If I ever need a cup of sugar, Lance is the first guy I'm calling. Right.
No one ever comes out and said, Lance was so misunderstood. You guys were unfair to him. And I said this many times, too. And Clemson Dominates, hang on, man, because I want to get to your full phone call. So hang on, throw a quick break here. But here's the problem with Lance. If we misunderstood him, he had ample opportunity to be honest with us and to show us who he is. You know, a 15 minutes of fame guy doesn't have ample opportunity. Sometimes we think the 15 minutes of fame guy is either a great guy or a terrible guy, and he might not be either way, but you're at a short window to get it in there, and you don't have any opportunities to show us who you are.
Mm-hmm.
The light always turns on. And, we had the great text last week that Dave Ramsey said, when the tide goes out, we find out who's been skinny dipping. You
know? Love that line.
So as many times as Lance Armstrong was in front of a camera, he had ample opportunity to show us who he is.
And boy, was he in front of the camera a lot.
He was. And on top of that, like, he ought to be ashamed of himself. Not only did he deny the cheating part of it, like, he turned himself into the victim. Like, he actually used cancer as a crutch.
Do you remember those Livestrong bracelets and how much money, how many millions of dollars he made?
Yes. Now, again, hopefully all that went to some good causes. I don't know enough about it and help people. And at least he got that part of it.
Sure.
But he got on the offensive for anybody accusing him of anything and ruined their careers, like took them down.
Yeah.
He's just not a good guy. Not a good guy at all. Clemson dominates. Hang on. Short break. Love to hear from you. Tony Morrell at 8:05. Your phone calls with John Hyatt. Back in the studio, man. Feeling good about it. Getting back to normal, some normalcy. Tell you about our schedule and all that coming up. Love to have you. Hour number two.